This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
Bush und Richie machen Deutschland. Das ist fantastisch, genau.
Bush and Richie's Summer Saturdays on Absolute Radio, but today not from Soho, from Cologne.
We are in a hotel room in Cologne, and this is the result of a harebrained scheme that we've come up with on our show that we do during the week, Home Time, where we thought, doesn't kicking a ball around in a park with other people with a couple of jumpers for goalposts, doesn't that bring people together? Seeing the Euros are on in Germany, why don't we go to a place in Germany and organise a kickabout between all the fans?
And that is happening this afternoon, 4 p.m, Westfalen Park in Dortmund. The kickabout is very much on. You are welcome to come along if you are in Germany yourself.
Please come along.
Please come along.
Please come along.
I've got buyer's remorse right now.
But hopefully people are going to turn up. Wouldn't it be, let's just say, if this goes well, and again, we're on a knife's edge here, this could be an absolute unmitigated disaster. But if loads of people turn up and it unites the fans and unites Europe, then I think we can walk away from here with our heads held high, being heroes.
Unites fans and unites a whole continent. We're aiming high.
Shoot for the stars, they say. And we are here, obviously, for this big kickabout a little bit later on in Dortmund at Westfalen Park at 1 o'clock. So if you're there in Germany...
4 o'clock? Don't say the time wrong, my friend.
Oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God, please.
Ignore 1 o'clock. 4 o'clock. Or get there early if you want to do that.
3 o'clock UK time.
But the amazing thing about just travelling to get here, as we have, is meeting so many different people from so many different nationalities that are here for the Euros, which is great. There was a guy in the room next door to me in Amsterdam the other night who it was like a Korean guy, but he's been following Georgia.
Oh, wow.
So he's going to all the Georgia games, yeah. Which is kind of cool. So it begs the question, I thought we could talk about this on our Summer Saturdays today. What is the furthest you've ever been to watch or see something? Because I remember when we were kids, and this still has a folklore level in our family history, is that my mum was such a massive Barry Manilow fan that she got a ferry to Holland to watch Barry Manilow perform.
Nothing's going to beat it. Don't get in touch with anything. Nothing's going to beat that story. That's amazing.
What a way to go to watch Barry Manilow, huh? Aidan McGee has tweeted us to say, "Hi guys, I travelled from home in Bromley to Argos in Swansea in 2022 to buy saucepans which match my blue gold kitchen colour scheme. They wouldn't deliver them, and the next closest branch they were available in was Truro. Fair to say the staff considered me certifiably insane." He sent a photo of it, and to be fair, they do look good. It's worth the trip.
Ken still, he's
second
still
name.
He's still Ken. Said that he went to Hong Kong for a weekend for a music festival. I think if you're going to do that,
what?
The only way you can do it is stay to local time, surely. You've got to stay on your... You can't jet lag yourself for a weekend.
Doesn't the Sultan of Brunei do that?
I think so,
When he goes abroad, he just stays on Brunei time. Every night is Brunei time. Hi to Daz, who says 130 miles with overnight accommodation booked. Then the Meatloaf gig was cancelled an hour before.
No.
It was one of Meatloaf's final UK gigs. Thankfully, Meaty did reschedule. That's my use of Meaty, not his. And then Alan says, "I travelled to Romania to watch Everton get pummeled by Dynamo Bucharest 5-1.
Is that you or was that the other fella?
Well, I think it's a fairly common Everton feeling. Chin up, Alan, mate. It'll be better in the end at some point.
Bush und Richie machen Deutschland. Das ist fantastisch, genau.
Bush and Richie with our Summer Saturdays on Absolute Radio, coming to you from Cologne.
That's right, and we've come all this way for a kickabout with the fans. Hopefully lots of them later on in Dortmund, 4 p.m, Westfalen Park, be there or be square. But we are asking you, what's the furthest you've ever been to see or witness something?
Good use of be there to be square, by the way.
It's a very common current phrase, isn't it? Proving I'm down with the kids.
Not heard that for a while. Kaz travelled from London to Prague to see Bastille. Because the tickets were cheaper to go and see them in Prague than it was in London.
Says everything about the big smoke, that's for sure. Hi to Mrs. B, who's been in touch to see, say, "My son wanted to go to New York to see a band at Madison Square Gardens," which she adds in brackets, which incidentally is round. So I sacrificed a week of my annual leave to go with him just to see him get there safe.
Oh, wow.
And it takes me back to, when I was a teenager, my dad would sit in the car outside gigs. Me and my brother had gone and ferry us there and back. But, hey, if you get to go to Madison Square Garden, that's all right. One thing we haven't dealt with yet, actually, is the fact that we went to a German restaurant last night and ate What can only be described as a heroic amount of meat. To the point where I feel a bit scared today, and I feel bad that we're all piled into producer Nick's hotel room here. Yeah. It can't be a pleasant environment once we all leave.
No. I feel for him. There's some big windows that can swing open, and they may need to.
But, we're just experiencing German culture as we work our way towards Dortmund. Is that how they eat normally?
It's a cultural trip, this, isn't it?
Isn't it? I mean, I've never seen that much pork in my entire life.
Yeah, I had a pork fillet last night.
That's not part of my normal repertoire at home.
No, it's not.
But I can't work out whether I maybe just got to embrace it. Maybe that's the future, you know? Like, don't be scared of the meat.
there's a T-shirt in that.
I'm getting that put on a T-shirt.
The Daily Takeaway. Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
We're sat in our producer Nick's hotel room doing the show for you this morning, both on a bit of a meat come down after our German cultural dinner last night. I must just add personally, as if to compound it, there was one thing that I wanted to visit last night. As an Arsenal fan, Lukas Podolski, ex-German international footballer, played for Arsenal for a couple of years, but he is a hero here in Cologne. He played for Cologne, then came over to Arsenal, went back to Cologne. They're not having such a good time at the moment, Cologne.
Since Podolski left.
But what he has done post-career is he has opened up Lukas Podolski's kebab shop.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, like a chain or just like one? Or
There's one big one in Cologne, which as we were walking back from the restaurant to the hotel last night, I wanted to make sure that... If you come to Cologne on a Friday night, have you even visited, if you haven't gone, to Lukas Podolski's kebab shop?
Sorry, are you telling me that... Because you kind of disappeared off for a bit on the way home.
Yeah.
We've just literally 2 minutes ago been talking about that we've got, like, the meat sweats.
I had to.
You had a... What did you have?
I had a kebab.
You had a kebab on top of a pork fillet.
Yes.
I don't think you're coming home.
No, I don't. But what a great thing. Back in the day, obviously, footballers, they retired and then they, like, would run a pub.
Yes.
These days, they retire and they run kebab shops.
Wouldn't it be good? That would be great. Imagine that you think about your favourite football player or sports star now. Like, imagine me going into Kevin Sheedy's kebab shop. There's one for the kids.
Bush und Richie machen Deutschland. Bush and Richie do Germany.
It's Bush and Richie's summer Saturday here in Germany on the morning of our Big Jumpers for Goalpost game in Dortmund a little bit later on today. Our friends at Tesco Mobile have helped us get this far with their no roaming fees throughout the EU this year. And they're also going to be helping one lucky listener right now. That's because thanks to them, we have an incredible prize to give away. On offer is a dream trip to Europe, which includes travel, accommodation and spending money. And let's meet the listener hoping to win this huge prize. It's the lovely Lexina. How are you doing, Lexina?
Hello, I'm here. Yeah, hey, yeah, thank you. I'm really good, thank you.
Good, Lexina, we're glad you're there. Whereabouts is there that you are here?
I'm near York.
Okay, and are you a travel person, Lexina? This is a hell of a prize.
I am a little bit. I'm from London myself. I've been around a little bit, but yeah, it would be lovely to go somewhere, obviously. I haven't been in a while.
Well, Lexina, look, in order to win your European holiday, all you need to do is take part in our Journey Across the Continent quiz. As you know, we've been travelling across Europe the past few days. Bush from Amsterdam, me from Brussels, both of us via Cologne to hopefully reach Dortmund later on today. So we're going to put your knowledge of Europe to the test as we quiz you with five questions set in five different European countries as you make your way towards Dortmund. Each question is worth £400, so if you answer them all correctly, you'll win £2,000 towards a European adventure, but answer one wrong and you'll leave £400 behind. Are you ready for your journey across the continent?
I am, yes.
Right, good luck. Question number one. As Bush started in Amsterdam, this is going to be Dutch related. What river runs through Amsterdam that also shares its name with a beer brand? Now, is it A, the river Heineken, B, the river Amstel, or C, the river Budweiser?
They're all brilliant rivers, aren't they?
Yeah.
Oh, they are, yeah. What was the last one?
The river Budweiser.
Let's go for Amstel.
The River Amstel is correct. It's in the province of North Holland in the Netherlands.
£400. Congratulations, you made it safely through the Netherlands to Belgium. Question number two is based in Brussels, where Richie started his journey. Which of the following cartoons has its origins in Belgium? Is it A, Tintin, B, Mickey Mouse, or C, Bluey?
Let's go for Tintin.
You're absolutely right, yeah. The Adventures of Tintin series of comics created by a Belgian cartoonist called Georges Remy. That's another £400 towards your European adventure. 800 in total so far.
Now we've somehow got lost along the way and ended up in Luxembourg, landlocked between France, Belgium and Germany. Before we head on a bus to take us back on track towards Dortmund, please answer the following for another £400. What is the capital city of Luxembourg? Is it A, Helsinki, B, Bern, or C, Luxembourg?
It's Luxembourg.
It is indeed. 134,000 inhabitants, and that is another £400 to the kitty, or should we say the dog in the background?
Yes, sorry, I've got two Rottweilers here.
I think I might have set him off by whistling during that last correct answer. Well done. Here we go, then. We're going to make a quick pit stop in the city we currently find ourselves in, the gorgeous Cologne, for another £400 more towards your holiday. Here's your question. Which of the following is the city of Cologne famous for? Is it A, oil, B, diamonds, or C, perfume?
Perfume.
You're right. Cologne is also famous for Eau de Cologne, water of Cologne. That is another £400. And get yourself down the train station for the final leg of the trip then. You're currently at £1,600.
Yes, a speedy train to our final destination of the trip, Dortmund, which is where we're heading straight after today's show to win £400. Tell us, which of the following is a former Borussia Dortmund football manager? Is it Jose Mourinho? Is it Jurgen Klopp? Or is it C, Carlo Ancelotti?
Oh, my God. I knew that I'd get a football one. Let's go for Klopp.
Yes! Longest serving manager, and they won the title with him in 2011.
Oh my God, brilliant.
Congratulations, you've won £2,000 towards a European adventure.
Brilliant, and thank you for my dogs as well.
Glad the dogs are happy. No, they won't. It's all thanks to our friends at Tesco Mobile, who want you to embrace all that Europe has to offer, which is why they have no EU roaming fees this year.
That means you can take your contracted minutes, text and data with you to 48 EU destinations, meaning no unexpected fees when you get home. Terms apply. This is it. It all started with our excitement and love of, you know, football when the Euros started. We thought, let's try and recreate that in a good old-fashioned kickabout. We've had a lot of people get in touch about, you know, where can we meet up, what time is it, etc. So let's go through the key details here. 4 p.m. later on today, Westfalen Park, which is the park next to Dortmund Stadium. We've had a lot of inquiries from people. We want to get as many people down there as we possibly can. Because, like I say, we don't know if this is going to work. This could be a disaster. Alan says, guys, what time and exactly where in Dortmund is the kickabout today, because his lad is hoping to watch. Well, I'd rather him get involved.
Yeah.
But he sent a photo of his lads, obviously, clearly there at the moment. They're Wickham Wanderers fans.
Oh, yes.
Bucks finest, apparently. And there's like four or five of them holding up a big flag. Lads, come and have a game. One recurrent theme that we've noticed so far when we've been working our way towards Dortmund is a strange thing. Maybe this is just a German thing, I don't know. But to be fair, it happened in Holland as well. That the hotel in Amsterdam that I stayed at was part of the Amsterdam Central Station.
Yeah.
You would have loved, Richie. We talked about this on Hometown.
Very jealous.
You open the window, the curtains and stuff in the hotel room, and you're looking into the station. Fast forward then here to Cologne, and it appears that our hotel is part of a tram station.
Yes.
Open your curtains, and you can see people waiting for a tram. And I wonder whether this is like a thing. This could be a thing for the future. Hotels as part of major transport hubs.
Now, I would like to rewind a couple of days and remind you that we started our journey at St Pancras Station in London, which is spectacular.
Uh-huh.
And right at the end of it, it has the Gothic Renaissance Hotel,
yes,
which is superb. Now, I think the reason that both of us have forgotten about that as an option is because it's so posh.
Yeah.
Neither of us are staying in it for many, many years.
Not on our radar whatsoever. No. But, you know, Southend bus station. I wonder if it's worth speaking to them in my local borough of Southend. And look, stick a Mercure Holland house on it or whatever, and you're going.
Now, we witnessed something last night that made me think that maybe the boat is the greatest form of transport for a party. Now, don't make...
What a revelation to have. staff.
Don't make a mistake and think that we would want to be on a party boat. We were having dinner last night in Cologne on the banks of the Rhine, and we saw an absolutely massive party boat go by. I cannot describe it. Was the length of two HGV lorries and
yes.
probably double the height of them as well. It was huge.
Yeah, two like floors, stories to it, and then there was loads of lights, and then we could hear it coming because we were having our tea, and then it was you could hear this thing in the distance going
thumping German dance music. And we were right by a big bridge as well, and what was worse about it was the DJ on the DJ was then whooping up all the revelers to cheer as they went under the bridge, because of course it would be really loud because of the echo. And me and him just looking at it, just it appalled.
Threw our knives and forks down mid meal. But like the worst thing about that is, right, you know what it's like if you go to a nightclub or bar and you've had enough. It's brilliant. You can just go.
Yes.
I decided to leave. Drop a text to your friends. Sorry, I've had to shoot off. If you're on a boat, you can't go anywhere.
No, I don't think going down to the bottom deck would have done anything there.
No, you couldn't ask me to drop me off here. That's not going to happen, is it?
No. The boat has captured your party. You can't really think of any other forms of transport where people hire it just for a party.
That's a good point. I mean, it's cornered the party market.
You wouldn't want to have a party on a coach. You could do it. Like, you know, you hear of a party bus.
Yeah.
But people get travel sick. Would you actually... Would you want to be going around the M25 for 2 hours on a coach?
The loos as well, the loos. You know, when you go down the steps of a coach to go... I've never... Weirdly enough, in all my time doing coach trips or whatever, I'm always on coaches, as you know, but I've never gone down them stairs to go to the loo.
So you're not going
to
have a party coach. You're not going to have a party plane, are you? You know, some people like flying, some people not so keen on flying.
My experience of flying is just telling the kids off and picking up their toys from the floor, so...
So that's ruling out the party plane.
Yeah.
The party train, maybe there's something in that. You could have a party carriage, couldn't you?
Well, when we were on the Eurostar before everything went wrong the other day, in terms of getting delayed and everything, their bar, they've got like a bar.
They do, yeah.
I feel like that is an underutilised space.
I've done the overnight sleeper from Scotland to London, and you could sit in the bar there and have a lovely little scotch and watch the Highlands go by. I think the train could be the closest to the German party boat.
Yeah, it's definitely hot on its heels.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
We have been fielding a lot of questions about the whole jumpers for goalposts thing. And with that in mind, I've bought Richie a jumper from Amsterdam. You've got me a jumper from...
Cologne.
Because you forgot.
I've forgotten Brussels.
There you go. This is the relationship we got. But anyway, so, you know, a goalpost each, very symbolic. But a lot of people have been asking a question similar to Chris. Listen to Chris, who's just tweeted to say, a quick one, Bush and Richie. You do have four jumpers, don't you? T-shirts or rucksacks, etc., are not acceptable. It has to be four jumpers or the game is void. Now, I think we need to just, you know, go over again the rules of Wembley from the school days.
Yes.
You have one goal, one goalie in it, which is going to be Richie.
That'll be me.
And then everyone picks a team they represent. Yeah. So, you know, I might be Russia or England, or maybe definitely not Russia. I don't want to be Russia.
I don't think you're picking them.
No, thanks. I'll be like, Republic of Ireland. And then if you score, you go and stand behind the goal.
Correct.
And then whoever the last couple of people are left, they're out, and you start a next round.
Yeah, exactly that. That's how you do it. So that's why we only need the two jumpers for goalposts. We're also playing headers and volleys. Only goals can be scored by headers or volleys.
Well, that would require a technical level that is maybe slightly beyond our reach.
We could be playing for quite some while. Speaking of all the roaming about that we have been doing, obviously we've been able to do that with our phones, but we've been physically roaming about, and it's hot out here in Central Europe at the moment. There's a product missing. I've been getting very sweaty backs with my...
Thank you for sharing.
I don't think this is going to be something that is foreign to people. I think it's a thing, but there's no product out there to stop it. And I think what we need is some kind of like absorbent pad that you can stick on your back when you are walking around doing your sightseeing. And then when you get home and you take your rucksack off, just peel the pad off and it goes into the bin.
Or just squeeze it and all the water comes out, hang it over the shower and dry.
Use it, actually, yes.
Wouldn't that be nice?
It would be better if it is reusable.
Can I ask you just on the whole point of like backs and carrying and walking around thing, right? I don't know whether this happens to anyone else, but every backpack or rucksack I've ever owned in my life always pulls the back of my shirt up.
Yes.
So I always have to, like, save my modesty, my middle-aged man back, by pulling the shirt down when
I'm
walking.
Maybe in this product that I'm devising in my head, the absorbent pad for the back sweat, maybe it's also got, like, a little, I don't know, clasp that... holds onto the bottom of your shorts so things don't ride up.
Like a bodice.
That's what we're doing. The rucksack bodice. That's what we've... The absorbent rucksack bodice. That's what we've just invented.
The ARB. You heard it here first on our Summer Saturday show.
Busch und Ritchie machen Deutschland. Busch and Ritchie do Germany.
Well, there you have it. Final song of the morning here on Bush and Rich's Summer Saturdays. I think there'll be a relief in the room, particularly for producer Nick, because we've obviously been camped in here since early this morning, bearing in mind we were all out having beers and meat last night, so we'll leave him be. We've got to head to Dortmund now and go and do our big kickabout. Make it, if you're anywhere near us in Germany, come down and say hello, 4 p.m, Westfalen Park in Dortmund, next to the stadium.
Now, obviously, there's a game on tonight as well, in the stadium. Germany, yes, versus Denmark in the knockout round. Host nation versus Denmark. Once we've done our kickabout,
yes,
would it be responsible to have a little sniff about, see if there's any last minute tickets?
Well, I mean, I feel I've got unfinished business because me and my brother came to Germany for the World Cup in like 2007 or 8 or whenever it was. We never went to any of the games. We just went to the fan parks and partied with the fans. So I feel bad that I missed the game there. So it'd be great to go to a game this evening, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and from what I've seen, the host nation haven't exactly set the world alight, much like we haven't. So who knows? Maybe some of them are not turning up in protest tonight. There may be some tickets left.
Look, basically, we're not going to be here next week because we'll have been like locked up for accidentally buying ticket tout things. But let's just see what happens.
Be among the first to experience Ardent Community's newest luxury apartments in Galloway, Ohio, The Pinnacle and The Reserve at Parkside Village. Enjoy spacious, modern floor plans designed for comfort, style, and convenience. Amenities built around your lifestyle, beautiful finishes, thoughtful community spaces, and the perfect location. Move in now and live rent-free for 2 full months. Start fresh in a place that truly feels like home. The Pinnacle and The Reserve at Parkside Village. Call or visit ardentcommunities.com to schedule a tour or check out our rent specials.